Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551, wash your hands. McGee is the name. McGee, well-known Irish name, great tradition, great history. I don't know if they still manufacture in Ireland, but they still have a fantastic name. They have stores both independent and indeed within department stores such as Arnott's in Henry Street, Dublin, the world famous department store. And that's where Maeve Wright went to. Maeve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
When is the wedding?
The wedding is now actually going ahead on the 9th of January next.
Great. Have you had to postpone over the last...
No, thankfully we haven't had to postpone, but we've had to reduce our numbers by three quarters.
Okay.
So we've gone from just under 100 to 25.
Okay. But it looks like you could be the first non-postponed wedding.
Yeah, we could be. I think we're going to be the first wedding of 2021 in Clonabrini. Anyway, Clonabrini House, where we're getting married, who have been amazing throughout all of this, I have to say. I have to give them a big shout out for that. They have been fantastic.
And who is your betrothed, as they say?
Betrothed is Sarah Shine,
okay.
Who I spent all my life looking for and found her in June of last year.
Brilliant.
And we knew straight away, you know.
Isn't that magnificent?
So
oh, congratulations.
We started talking about the wedding list in October of last year. So and we went and we booked it in January. So, yes, and we finally made the decision to go ahead last Saturday. But I had been, you want me to
tell the story?
About,
what happened
story,
on?
Yeah.
It was Sunday, was it?
It was Sunday just
okay,
gone, so
yeah.
I had emailed McGee's in August,
okay.
And first of all, I'd you know, emailed them and contacted them just to say, look, I'm a woman. Will there be any issue about me getting a suit made? Now, I did that joke because I have encountered before, you know, kind of strange looks while you're wearing men's clothes and stuff like that. So that's why I contacted them in the first place. And I was assured that there wouldn't be an issue. So made an appointment for September. Kildare went into lockdown in September. So I had to cancel it until October. Then the country went into lockdown in October. So I had to cancel it again. And finally made it in last Sunday with my sister, one of my best pals, and her daughter, who's my goddaughter.
Okay.
And we were making a bit of a night in it. We were staying in the Clarence Hotel.
Oh, brilliant.
But anyway, we walked in. I walked up to a gentleman on the floor. I was a little bit flustered because I was late. It's not. I don't like to be late. And I explained, I'm here for my 3:30 appointment. And he looked at me, and it took a moment or two to communicate that it actually was me that was here for the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was then told that, no, we only make suits for men. And I was a bit taken aback, particularly because I had, you know, checked. I was trying to search for the email, you know, the communication.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman just kept saying, no, it's the system. It's the system. He then went off to the system and obviously looked at it and said, are you Maeve? And I said, yeah. And he then made a phone call. In the meantime, my pal Deirdre tried to get the attention of another person, you know, and that person said, well, he's making the phone call now to the manager, but have you seen our material books? And I said, no. Then began to think, okay, we might be getting somewhere. He went off, brought back out the cloth books. I started looking through them. And then he said, when is the wedding? And I said, the 9th of January. And he goes, oh, no, it would take 6 weeks for the suit to be made. Now, Deirdre was saying to me earlier, she knew by my face that I was either going to burst into tears or deck the individual. So she took me by the hand and she said, come on, let's go out. And we went around the corner to Capel Street to, I know that he's probably a good friend of yours, that you'd know him, Louis Copeland.
He's a friend of everybody's, Louis.
He's a friend of everybody's.
As I said, he's the Lord Mayor of Capelstree.
The customer service, Joe, was chalk and cheese. I mean, I'm.
So what is So I'm looking at the McGee 1866, which is when they were founded, website. Now it says made to measure. And McGee from Specialized Exquisite Tailoring for 150 years plus. Our made to measure service combines our expert tailoring with our love of luxury fabrics. But it says underneath asterisk, our made to measure service is available for men's tailoring only.
Okay.
It doesn't say for men only, by the way.
Yeah.
It says for men's tailoring only. What does that mean?
I have no idea. And, you know, that's why I contacted them, Joe, before I made the appointment, you know.
Okay.
I mean, look, I'm trying to get something made for my wedding. You know, you only have a certain amount of time to get something made, which is why I did it back in August. And, it's, you know, I didn't want to be wasting anybody's time, you know, my time or their time, by me just rocking up and coming up from Kildare to go into Arnott and then be told, no, we only deal with men. That's why I contacted them. And that's why I said, you know, I'm getting married. I'm a woman. Can you cater for me? And I was told yes.
And your understanding of made to measure means it is made to measure.
Yeah,
you are measured, you know, and you are.
Yeah, yeah. Which is what happened in Louis Copeland.
Have you had any contact from McGee since? Because you contacted us this morning.
Yeah. I contacted you this morning. I emailed you last night, and I got a call from McGee's probably about an hour and a half ago, and I just assumed, as I told Rebecca, your researcher, that they were contacting me because your program had contacted them,
We'd never give out anyone's name. And we didn't.
When Rebecca said that to me, Joe,
that's why we're a bit baffled,
actually. They must have gone and searched through their booking system for probably the only woman's name that's in the booking system. Now, I'm not trying to diss McGee's, Joe.
Yeah, no,
I do want to emphasize that. They have a great reputation. And, I mean, they did reach out to me, you know, in fairness. But I was a bit taken aback.
Okay. They contacted you this morning, I think they offered you a voucher.
They offered me a voucher, yeah. I didn't.
Was that not to go on Liveline?
Maybe to make amends. I don't want to put words into anybody's mouth, but I don't even know how much of it's for, Joe, because wasn't, you know.
Rosie Temple is CEO of McGee Clothing. Rosie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe and Maeve.
How did you get Maeve Wright's details?
So Maeve made a booking through our made to measure system, and that's where Maeve's contact details were. So that's where I did make contact with Maeve about this misunderstanding.
Well, just to be clear, when Liveline contacted McGee, which we always have to do, obviously, we did not name Maeve Wright.
We didn't give any
information about her as an individual. Okay. So you went into your system and got the name and her phone number.
Naturally, Joe and Maeve, we would always like to reach out directly to our customers, which we did following this misunderstanding.
And did you offer Maeve a voucher not to go if she didn't go on Liveline?
I think that's a misinterpretation, Joe. The main reason that I reached out directly to Maeve was to ensure that I could apologise that there was a misunderstanding, that we have ready to wear men's and women's collections.
Yeah, I know that.
That can be purchased. If you could let me speak, please, Joe. That can be purchased by any gender, and that our made to measure offer is geared towards a men's tailoring block, and we will be introducing a women's tailoring style next year. And our men's made to measure again can be purchased by men or women. And there was a simple misunderstanding. And I wanted to hear from Maeve what her experience had been so that I could make amends. And the first amends was for us to make an apology, which we've duly done. And then as a gesture to give a voucher to Maeve. It was in no way saying to Maeve, please don't go on Liveline. Obviously, we would have been we would have preferred to avoid that, but it's no issue.
And who said to our series producer at 1 o'clock within my earshot that Maeve Wright will not be going on Liveline?
That was from me. That was my understanding that Maeve wouldn't, and Maeve changed her mind, and that's no problem.
Okay. And when you say made to measure, what does it mean? Like,
sure, I'll explain. It's what we would call a personal tailoring service. So you can go and choose your fabric and your linings, and you can have measurements made. And then you make that order, and it's delivered in 4 to 6 weeks. As opposed, it's different to walking in and literally picking a suit off the peg.
Yeah.
So that's what made to measure is. It's very common in tailoring stores. Traditionally, it's been more for men, and there is a women's personal tailoring being developed. Okay. But it's open.
But if I go in, Rosie, to one of your fantastic stores or franchises or concessions, and if I buy a suit off the rack, or if I want, is it extra for made to measure?
Yeah, as it's a bespoke service, it is extra. It is naturally extra.
So why couldn't you do made to measure for Maeve? I know it says, I know you say our made to measure service is available for men's tailoring only, but it doesn't say for men only. You probably couldn't say that, could you?
No, I think it's the block is which and by block I mean the fit is more geared towards men. And it was what we've launched with first, and there will be a women's to follow. And if a woman wishes to purchase from the made to measure, they can, and that's why I've apologised to Maeve that didn't happen on Sunday.
But Maeve couldn't purchase from made to measure
because we haven't developed, women's made to measure, which will be launching next year. And I can only apologise, if Maeve wished to have the existing block and fit, there would be, of course, no issue. And if she would like to follow up on that and to have that, that's not a problem for us.
Okay, it's not the end of the world. I think I have issues with your GDPR, and I have issues with your attempt at trying to stifle the it's legitimate, it's not the end of the world, but it's a legitimate discussion and debate. Rosie, do you get many requests from women looking for made to measure suits?
Sorry Joe, I'll just come back there on your issue with GDPR. It's a natural step for us that there was a customer complaint and for us to reach out directly to the customer.
Okay, that's
and I don't think any that Maeve or any of our listeners would have an issue with that.
Okay.
And can I make it very clear that when I spoke to Maeve earlier, it is Maeve's decision whether she wants to go onto Liveline or not, and that is really up to her. Okay. So there is in no way any suggestion that McGee are stifling a customer complaint, and that's really up to the customers to take it where they would like. Naturally, as with all companies in retail, we always seek to resolve complaints directly with the customer.
But you still accessed your database, which was for one, the database, the information that Maeve gave to you was for one particular reason, and you accessed that database for another reason.
To reach out to the customer to make an
because
apology.
She made a complaint, and she didn't and he gave her details. She gave her details to us. I just want to be abundantly clear to our listeners that one, we would never ever. We're not allowed. It's illegal. We would never get onto a company saying Mrs. Murphy of 752 Ballyfermot Road did A, B, or C. We couldn't do that. But anyway, that's a separate day's work. And then I've an issue given what I've been told, and I'm sitting beside the person who took the call from you, Rosie, at 1 o'clock. I've an issue about you saying you didn't know that Maeve was not going to go on Liveline. You were adamant she wasn't going to go on Liveline. It was almost...
Joe, sorry. Yeah. And I apologise that this is playing out on live radio. Actually, I don't think it's really appropriate, but... just to really clarify, I was under the understanding earlier, which I reported to your producer, that Maeve would not be going on Liveline. That was my understanding. And as I've said, and to repeat, it's no issue that Maeve has since gone on Lifeline. We don't have an issue with that. And look, here I am.
Exactly. And the fact that you're here says.
And we hope that that can resolve things rather than a blanket no comment.
And Rosie, have you any idea why Maeve would have been told much earlier that she could come in for a made-to-measure suit, a made-to-measure suit, so to speak?
I'm not clear as to it was a simple misunderstanding, and that's all I can say, and I hope that we can resolve this going forward. And going back to your original question,
so is made-to-measure, Rosie, different to tailor-made? I'm confused.
No, that's fine. So made-to-measure and tailor-made or personal tailoring are essentially all one and the same thing. You either go into a McGee store on South Ann Street or Arnott's and pick a suit off the peg as such, which is ready-made, or you can go and choose fabrics and linings and measurements for a suit to order, which then takes 4 to 6 weeks to deliver. And that service can be called different things, made to measure or personal tailoring.
Okay. Our tailor-made. Deirdre Kinahan. Deirdre, good afternoon. 51551 Wash Hands. That's our text number, joe@rt.ie. Deirdre, you were with Maeve.
I was indeed. How are you, Joe? Yeah, I'm just listening to the conversation there. Maeve and I go back donkey years. We're good friends in school. And I suppose, like, just even in listening to the conversation and listening to Rosie, like, it's terrible to think that this might all get lost in some conversation about GDPR or misunderstanding. You've got to come back to the human story of it. I mean, there's a woman who is about to get married. You know, she's there with her sister, her best pal, and her goddaughter. It's an occasion, and we're standing in the middle of a department store with two men who just did not seem to have an ounce of empathy between them. I mean, you know, yeah,
I'm sure they're fine. I think I've met a few of them when I've been in Ireland. Fine men and professionals. But
absolutely. But yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, there was, you know, there's 1 month to the wedding, do you know? And, you know, we're on a timeline here, and we only have a couple of hours. And she had made the appointment. I mean, Rosie talks about service. All you're expecting is a level of service. You're expecting a level of occasion. I mean, that's why you make personal appointments to go in and get a personal fitting. And the difference between that and around the corner was as different as night and day. And we didn't even have an appointment in Louis Coatlands. Like, we came in the door frazzled and panicked, going, can you help us? Maeve has got a wedding in a month's time. And we were sat down in chairs, given a cup of coffee.
I know. But let's not become a PR company for Louis, because he doesn't need it. And everyone knows. Well, anyone who knows his... And I'm sure his business has been. I want to ask Rosie about how her business, McGee, has been affected, because it's a massive company in Ireland, has been a long time. But you say it was just the actual process wasn't satisfactory, Deirdre, as someone who was there.
Absolutely not. And it seems like, do we really need to have this conversation in 2020 as to why a woman would be looking for a man's suit? I mean, that was the staggering kind of nugget at the centre of it.
Is it possible for me to come in here? And first of all, thank you for your feedback. And again, my apologies that there has been a misunderstanding here. On numerous occasions, we have had both genders buying for men or women's collections, and we don't. There is no issue with that. And so I feel like it's being addressed. And all I can say is, and I'm sorry that Maeve, that this happened with Maeve and through our made to measure service.
And you say you're bringing in a made to measure service for, even though you sell women's clothes, obviously.
Yeah, so we have a women's collection where you can go and buy a jacket.
And anyone can go in and buy that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, never. And likewise with the men's collection off the peg.
Absolutely. I think.
But when it comes to made to measure, persons of a male gender only.
The current made to measure is geared as a men's made to measure, but can be purchased by women.
But I can't. But I can't. I can't. You refuse to sell it to Maeve.
It has been purchased in the past, and I.
But why was Maeve? Why you? On the one hand, you're saying there's no maid to measure for women, and on the other hand, you're saying there is. Unless I'm mishearing, am I?
Sorry. I think you are actually.
Okay.
You potentially, are there's a misinterpretation here that there is a maid to measure for men's. It can be purchased by women, and in 2021 there will be a maid to measure more geared towards women, which can be purchased by women or men's. And again,
but
not making any headway here. I can only offer our sincere apologies.
Okay, that's
maid's experience.
And how have McGee, given that you are such an established and a reputable brand as well, Rosie? I don't know whether you're a member of the original family. You don't have to be, but they've such an incredible reputation, beginning in Donegal and going worldwide. But how have McGee managed in the lockdown, Rosie? Given the difficulties.
So, I'm part of the fifth generation behind the business, and it's been a challenging year, as it has been for the retail sector. But we've been here for over 150 years, and we hope we will start to, as with all retail, start to pull through in 2021, as we all hope that things will stabilise. But okay. Joe, I presume this is drawing to conclusion.
The producer would be the judge of that.
Rosie,
it's called Live Line for a reason. That's what people love about Live Line.
I would just like to state that really this was an exception, and our apologies to Maeve for her particular experience, and that we are very much a company of 2020, despite our foundation in 1866, and that we are. That our collections can be bought by any genders.
Okay. Robin Johnson is Johnson Tailoring in Tullow. Now, Robin, the last time I spoke to Johnson Taylor, I was speaking to your wonderful dad. Wasn't it Michael?
Yeah, you were indeed, Joe.
And I hope he's still hale and hearty.
He is very hale and hearty.
Oh, that's the main thing. I got a fright when I saw your name. And because Michael made those incredibly beautiful suits for our President Uachtaráin, Michael D. Higgins. Now, is there a difference between made to measure and tailor made?
Of course there is, Joe. There is a difference.
What we do
is tailor made, which means we do everything in house. Our customers come in and as an individual and to pick out a piece of cloth, and we cut it and we put it together for fittings. Like our customers get 2 to 3 fittings.
Okay.
And as I say, everything is made in house.
So, what's your understanding of what made to measure is on a company on McGee's website?
Well, I can't speak for McGee's, Joe, but it's not. I don't believe like Maeve went into a McGee's shop. It wouldn't have been cut in the McGee's shop, I presume, and it wouldn't be made there on site. You know, all our customers are different and individually measured.
And where, Rosie, are your suits cut? And what's the phrase?
Yeah, our made to measure, this is what I referred to earlier. There's a block, and adjustments are made to that block, as in if you wanted to move the sleeve length or the trousers.
So, but where is that done?
So we work with different manufacturers, and we use the majority of our fabric from our McGee Weaving in Donegal.
It's done in Donegal. The suits are cut in Donegal.
The suits are... No. I want to be very clear here, as they're always extremely transparent, that the majority of our fabrics are designed and woven in Donegal, and we work with different suppliers for the actual makeup of the suit.
So that could be outside Donegal. So there's no harm in that. It could be outside Ireland, I presume.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And thank you. That's a good contribution from Robin. From Robin.
So there is a difference between made to measure and tailor made.
In that sense, yes. There's a lot of different terminology. It could be bespoke, which is similar to tailor made and made to measure.
Yeah.
But all what I wanted to point out was the main distinction between picking a suit off the peg or a suit that is tailored for you, and within that there are different variations, as Robin has pointed out.
Okay. And Robin, do you do tailor made suits for women if they came in the what's the correct word, Maeve, in the men's style or what people would regard as a men's style?
Yes, of course we would, Joe.
Okay, and have you?
Yeah. Yes, we have.
Okay, now are they now? In fairness to Rosie, Rosie Temple, CEO of McGee Clothing, I presume a tailor, from what I'm now understanding of the difference between made to measure, between off the peg, made to measure, and tailor made. I presume, just as made to measure is more expensive than off the peg, I presume tailor made is more expensive than made to measure. Am I still speaking English? Yes, I think I am. Tailor made is more expensive than made to measure. Would it be?
Are you asking me, Joe?
Yes, Robin, please.
Yes, of course it is, Joe, because the majority of it is done by hand.
Okay.
And it's labour intensive.
Okay, but the cost of making a tailor made suit for a woman in a men's style and making a tailor-made suit for a man in a man's style, obviously. Would that be around the same? You know what I mean? Is there such massive difference between our two?
Just as long as you remember
shapes.
To put the buttons on the right side, Joe.
Yeah, the correct side, yeah. Okay. Caroline Kavanagh. Caroline, you make suits and you've got a lot of sympathy for Rosie. Go ahead, Caroline. 1857-15-815.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah.
I just want to congratulate Maeve on her impending nuptials.
Yeah.
I used to in a previous life, and I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Okay.
There's a difference between, obviously, a woman and a man. If you're cutting trousers for a woman, the distance from the waist to the crotch would be much longer to accommodate a woman's form.
Mm-hmm.
And in making a woman's jacket, she would need some darts to complement the bust area. So the cutting for a man's suit is completely different to a woman's suit.
Completely different.
That's if you want. That's if you want the darts in the woman's style. And that's I didn't want that. I wanted a man's cut that fitted me.
I understand that. But what I'm saying, in tailoring for women, you would have a specific cut, which is different to what you would for a man. But they could have accommodated you, if that was what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It wasn't even entertained, you know, that's important.
Okay.
Look, I mean, I just want to say, I mean, Rosie and I did have a conversation earlier on. You know, I accepted Rosie's explanation and I accept the apology. Nobody went out here to diss anybody. I just wanted to highlight this, you know, because it's something that I've encountered before. I'm going to go through this all again, Joe, when I go looking for shoes, because, you know, I have small feet. I'll be looked at if, you know, if I go into a men's shop, I'll be pointed towards the women's shoes. So it's just something that I wanted to raise and bring to the fore, that in this day and age, we shouldn't be looked at just because, you know, I go in and I look for a man's style, but I'm not a man, you know.
Okay. Who wants to go in? Caroline, is it? Caroline.
If Maeve wanted to wear a man's suit, it probably wouldn't fit her properly.
That's why I looked for to get measurements, and you know, I didn't go. I could have gone in and looked for an off the suit, but off the rail suit, but I didn't, you know, and I specifically wanted to have it tailored.
Yep. If a woman tries on a pair of man's jeans, they're really most uncomfortable. They do not fit. They do not suit.
I'm actually wearing a pair of man's denim jeans at the moment, Caroline, and I'm wearing them because they're much more comfortable on me than women's jeans. And if you're somebody who makes clothes for women, maybe you can answer me why women's pockets are always so bloody small.
Small. You know what I'm saying? You're probably wearing a larger size of a man's jeans to accommodate a woman's size. You'd have to go up a size.
Yeah, but what difference does that make, Caroline?
Yeah.
Okay, Rosie, where are the McGee stores? Because I want people to buy Irish this Christmas. So you're in Arnott's, which is an incredible store, and that's in Henry Street in Dublin. You're in South Ann Street, isn't that right? Near where we would normally do our Christmas Eve, which we're not doing this year. That's your flagship store, isn't it, Rosie?
Yep, so McGee at South Ann Street, and then we have our original store in Donegal Town.
Okay.
And we have McGee1866.com, which is our online website.
Okay, for those who can't get into McGee's, McGee 1866, and that is the date that you're
founded many years ago.
Okay.
I hope that I can leave the air now.
Yeah, you can.
Hopefully clarifying the situation from our perspective.
Okay.
And apologies again for this.
Okay,
in fairness, you've
said that so many times,
very much,
and I appreciate
open to
that.
Okay. Our connections being shopped by whichever gender.
Okay. Rosie, thanks indeed. Rosie Temple, the CEO of McGee Clothing. Maeve, best of congratulations, and I think you've genuinely raised an issue. Well, you've clarified a lot of things for me.
But men have bigger pockets than women. I don't know why.
What is that about?
I don't. Or actually even have pockets, because you can buy women's trousers that don't have pockets. But anyway, I'm glad to raise it, Joe. And in this day and age that, as a gay woman, I'm still having to go through this and experience this. I'm proud. I'm out and proud. I was very proud walking into Arnott's the other day, and the wind was just knocked out of my sails. I accept everything that Rosie has said there, and it's a misunderstanding, and I'll just move forward. But I'm glad to raise it. And thanks for your time.
And it's an education for us all, including me, by the way. I'm so grateful for it. I've learned a lot today. Maeve, what did you say? I waited 54 years to meet Sarah. What a beautiful thing to say. So I wish you good health and happiness into 2021 plus. That's Maeve Wright.
And actually, I've just realised I've added a year to my age. I'm actually only 53.
Oh, I knew that by your voice. Okay, Maeve to measure. Yeah. Maeve Wright, thanks indeed.
Thanks, Joe.
51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.